In this bulletin, Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews faces the hotel quarantine inquiry, New South Wales' run of zero community COVID-19 transmission ends, and in sport, NRL star Curtis Scott awarded more than $100,000 in legal costs. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says Health Minister Jenny Markakos was primarily responsible for the state's hotel quarantine program. Mr. Andrews' comment at an inquiry into the state's hotel quarantine failures directly contradict evidence Ms. Markakos presented yesterday. The Health Minister told the inquiry she first learnt only in May that private security guards were working on the hotel quarantine program. Mr. Andrews says the authorisation was unusual.
It certainly would be very unusual, unprecedented, I think, in some ways. I'm not sure that I'm in a position to make a value judgment about it, but by virtue of it not being regular practice, that would not be my, certainly from my point of view, that would not be the preferred way to, set up a program like this.
New South Wales has ended its run of no locally acquired COVID-19 cases after community transmission of coronavirus was detected. Health authorities say the locally acquired case was a man in his 50s from southwest Sydney with no connection to a previously confirmed case. Four new cases have been confirmed overnight. Three of those are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. New South Wales Deputy Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeremy McAnulty says contact tracing is ongoing.
Anyone who attended Woolworths at Campbelltown Mall on Thursday the 17th of September between 1:30 p.m. and 2 p.m. is considered a casual contact of this case and must monitor for symptoms and get tested immediately if they develop. After testing, they must remain in isolation until a negative test is received.
Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is urging the federal government to retain Australian Defence Force troops on Queensland's border until mid-October. Troops will remain on the borders of New South Wales, South Australia and the Northern Territory until October the 19th. But ADF deployments will be withdrawn from Queensland on September the 30th, and Ms. Palaszczuk is critical of that decision.
My question is, why is Queensland being singled out? We are one country. Other states are allowed to have some relaxations, and once again I urge the Commonwealth to reconsider and treat Queensland like everyone else. Stop singling Queensland out.
A worldwide study into COVID-19 shows severe coronavirus symptoms can develop in patients who lack a protective protein, and mostly men are vulnerable. The research into type 1 interferon, or proteins, which protect cells and the body from viruses, suggests men are more susceptible to serious COVID-19. The Garvan Institute of Medical Research's Professor Stuart Tangi says 10% of participants had autoantibodies which can damage the body.
Then people who do get infected, they could also be screened, so you could stratify patients. So if they have the presence of these autoantibodies, they would be certainly be advised on best practices. They could also be treated with different types of treatments.
Vincent Namajira has become the first Indigenous artist to win the prestigious Archibald Prize. Namajira won the $100,000 prize for his portrait of former professional AFL player Adam Goods. The artist's work, called Stand Strong for Who You Are, was up against portraits of refugee Behrouz Bouchani and Indigenous author Bruce Pascoe. The Archibald Prize is now in its 99th year at the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Turning to sport, NRL star Curtis Scott has been awarded more than $100,000 in legal costs after being pepper sprayed and tasered by police. The Canberra Raiders centre was originally charged with seven offences, including assault of a police officer following Australia Day celebrations. All charges have since been dropped or dismissed. Police say they were trying to protect Mr. Scott from wandering drunkenly onto the road. But Magistrate Jennifer Giles told the Downing Centre local court that Mr. Scott may have been safer on the road than being tasered by police. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers increasing 22. Adelaide, cloudy 15. Melbourne, showers easing in 13. Hobart, showers becoming windy 12. Canberra, cloudy and 11 degrees. Wollongong, windy and partly cloudy, 17. Sydney, mostly sunny, 19. Newcastle, windy and sunny, 20. Brisbane also sunny 26, Cairns mostly sunny 31, and Darwin a shower or two and possible storm 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.